Jack Eichel returns to Buffalo for the most anticipated game of the Sabre season, Sabres and Golden Knights. What will the response be to Eichel when he returns and gets out onto the ice? The tribute video. We'll look at the lineups for tonight's game and some of the betting odds as well here on the Locked On Sabres podcast.
You're Locked On Sabres, your daily podcast on the Buffalo Sabres. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thanks for making Locked On Sabres your first listen every day. We are free and available on all platforms. Joe DiBiase, after a practice round on this episode, I legitimately recorded probably half of the episode and then looked up and saw that for some reason my microphone was not working. So I had to edit that. And all right, here we go. So I don't know if this podcast is going to sound any different because I almost feel like I'm going to be trying to repeat the things that I just said, but we'll see. Let me know how I do here. At Locked On Sabres, of course, always on social media. I'm at Sneaky Joe Sports. Sabres and Golden Knights tonight for the biggest game of the season. I think it's the biggest game of the season for the Sabres. We knew from the get-go that they were not going to be a team that was in a playoff race. They are not a team, not even close to a team that is in a playoff race in the Eastern Conference. So you've got the return. You've got the return of Jack Eichel that is definitely number one. You might have a legitimate atmosphere for an NHL team, which has not happened all season in KeyBank Center. You have one of the best players, the most talented players in franchise history, that in a completely unique situation ends up being traded at age 25. That just does not happen in the NHL, but it happened here. I have an argument to why I don't believe Eichel deserves to be booed and why I think he was in the right to want out of Buffalo. But I do recognize that fans have a right to boo and that I'll take any noise in that building that I could get, right? It's been a library in there for multiple years now. And if it's boos all night, good, because that means that there is an atmosphere at a Sabres game. And I will take that for sure, even if it is going to be a lot of negative energy, which I am guessing there will be. Will he get booed when he comes out onto the ice for warmups? Will he get booed every time he touches the puck? Will he get booed during the tribute video? That is the one that I think is the closest call, because I could see him getting booed in the other instances while also getting a cheer. Maybe not a standing ovation or anything crazy like that, but a cheer, a clap from the crowd when they show whatever thank you video that they're going to show for Eichel when he does return. And that will probably be during like the first TV timeout is generally when they save those for him. I'll be in the building. I'll be going to the game. So I'm looking forward to seeing what it will be like. I will not be booing. I will not be cheering. There'll just be people watching. I'll just be sitting, looking around, seeing what it's going to be like to kind of take it in, because this is if there's a must see game for the Sabres this year, I do think that this has to be it. We'll go through some of the lineups, or we'll go through the lineups for tonight's game, the Sabres and the Golden Knights, what Vegas is up to a little bit, get you a little scoop on what's been going on with them and what kind of team we're going to see on the ice tonight from Vegas, and then go through some of the betting lines a little bit later on. I feel very strongly about the puck line today, and I will explain to you a little bit later which side I'm on and why I am on that side. But first, I kind of want to lay out why I think I don't have any disdain towards Jack Eichel, and I certainly will not be someone that is booing him tonight in that arena. I think Eichel had the right to want out in every which way. In fact, if you listed out, you know, like the Jim Halpert pros and cons list, if you listed out all the pros for why Eichel would want to stay, you might have an empty list, completely empty list for why Eichel would have wanted to stay in Buffalo. Whereas, how about the list the list of cons for staying? Well, the team hadn't won in 6 years. He's 25 years old, and maybe half his prime is over, or he's at least some of his prime is going by him. He wasn't being allowed to have the surgery that he wanted, and the team was arguably putting his long-term health at risk in order to protect his short-term viability. So that was in the window. And then Eichel He really, by the way, he did not directly, at least by the reports that I have read over the months and really the last year that we've been dealing with this, Eichel really never directly asked to be traded. In fact, the story from Elliot Friedman from when he did get traded was Eichel told the Pegulas and the organization that he didn't want to be a part of a rebuild and that he would rather be traded if the team was going to go into a rebuild. So it was never Eichel wanted out of Buffalo and that he just didn't want to play for Buffalo. It was that Eichel didn't want to go through another rebuild because that's going to take 3 years. By that point, he's 28 and he's got 3 years left of his prime, 4 years left of his prime. Screw that. Get me out of here. Get me to a team where I can win right now. And I don't know how anyone could possibly blame him for feeling that way. Now, there are maybe other reasons why people don't like him, and that is not one of them, because I don't think you can't stand on that. You can't make an argument that he should not have wanted out. I don't see it. In fact, it might just be jealousy. It's sad to say, but it might just be jealousy of Eichel being an individual that for 6 years was down in the dumps with the rest of us and had to watch his teammates and the rest of the team around him just fall well short of expectations while he met expectations individually. And we are jealous because he can get out and we can't, because fans, that's the loyalty that comes with it. It's your community team. It's your local team. You are sticking with them through and through. You sit in it and you have to deal with it in perpetuity. Eichel, he's a kid from Boston that was drafted here, that he has power because of how good he is in sports. He can dictate where he goes and what his future is going to be. He has that power. He exercised that power and he got out. And I think a lot of fans, they're booing, might just kind of be in the background jealousy that he could get out of this and we couldn't, because it's been horrible. It's been horrible. It's been depressing. This team just sucks the life out of you year after year after year. And they have a bleep show of an organization at times. They wiped out their team of scouts. They fired coaches. They fired GMs. They depleted the organization of resources. I believe that they're building on the right track now with a lot of the analytical pieces that they've added and kind of forming that part of their organization in the last year or two. But they stripped it down, man. They went bare bones and they went into it. They said they were going into a rebuild. I don't know how that guy could possibly have felt that this was a good situation for him and not wanted to get out. Same way Reinhart wanted to get out, the same way Rasmus Ristolainen wanted to get out, and the same way Linus Allmark wanted to get out when he chose to leave in free agency when the Sabres had a similar deal for him on the table. So that's really where I'm at on Eichel. I at the same time, though, while saying all of that, I do want to see boos. I do, because I want to see an atmosphere. I want to see it. I mean, that arena, there's just been no life in it for years and years now. And any excuse to put a big lightning bolt into that arena, I think this is the situation where something like that would happen, where you have a superstar player that he wanted to be traded. He's coming back. And you know what? I'm a fan. I'm not going to think about this on 3, 4, 5 different layers like I kind of just laid out. I'm going to think about it on one layer. I'm not going to go any deeper than that. It's a pretty simplistic way of looking at it, that player was great. I didn't win while he was here. He must have been a problem. He wanted out. I'm going to boo the heck out of him when he comes back. I'm going to start chants. Maybe we see something like when John Tavares returned to Long Island. When John Tavares returned to the Islanders as a member of the Maple Leafs, it was a poisonous atmosphere. Like, he got heckled and booed, and there was a lot of chants that were going on, and that was happening in warmups, and that was happening whenever he touched the puck. He got the loudest boo I've ever heard in my life when they had the thank you video for him. I think that might be the one difference between Eichel and Tavares. But also, there were chants of, we don't need you. Like, there was some creativity. I like it. I want to see that from Sabre fans tonight while saying that I would not be one of the people that would be booing him. So that's where I'm at on Jack Eichel. He has been playing pretty well for the Golden Knights so far. He does not appear, though, to me to be back to 100%. He is the neck injury probably still bothering him a little bit. He's still only like 4 or 5 weeks, I think, 6 weeks from surgery. Maybe it's a little bit more than that. But he's working his way back. Hadn't played you know, healthy in 2 years. So he's playing well for them. Eichel has 7 points in 10 games, 3 goals, 4 assists. He had the game-winning goal against the Ottawa Senators the other night in the dying seconds. A pretty sweet goal by Eichel, a breakaway goal against the Boston Bruins that was nice. So he's on their top line. He's playing pretty well, and he's showing to be the star player already for them that he was for so many years here in Buffalo. We will come back and I will go through the lineups for tonight's game between for the Golden Knights and for the Sabres. But first, before we do that, just to wrap on Eichel. The one aspect of this that I've never really talked about because I've never really been interested in it is Eichel being stripped of the captaincy. I never really thought anything of it at the time. I guess it was kind of weird how public they made the stripping of his captaincy. And Eichel never really spoke on it, but he was asked about it by Mike Harrington of the Buffalo News when he spoke with the Buffalo media on Wednesday. I wanted to play what Eichel said because I didn't take him for being kind of upset with that because he never really made it a point to talk about in any interview that he did. But when he got pressed for it, you could tell he was not happy with either being stripped of the C or the way the Sabres stripped the C. This is what Eichel said to the Buffalo media on Wednesday.
For very valid reasons, they were going to trade you. Camp had started. I mean, why should they have kept the C at that point?
You know what? That's a great question. I don't know. I mean, listen, I just didn't. Maybe I just disagreed at some points with the way that things were handled. And I took a lot of pride in being the captain, and I remember the day I was named captain. It was that's an incredible honor to be a captain of a franchise of a professional sports team, and I remember calling my dad after, and talking to him, and him saying what he thought that meant, I think I carried a lot of pride in being the captain and wearing the C here for the organization, and maybe I just disagreed with some things that went on through the process, and I don't think anybody would be happy with getting the seat taken away from them, and I was no different.
So that's Eichel on losing the captaincy, being stripped of that earlier in the season, right before the Sabres' regular season got going. I just think it was kind of in line with what the Sabres had been doing. There was never a good reason for why they shouldn't let him get the surgery that he wanted. I've always said, and I still believe, in fact, I think it's pretty clear at this point, they hurt his trade value by preventing him from getting the surgery that he wanted. Why did they not let him get the surgery that he wanted? Because they were bitter. They were upset with him that he wanted out. And why did they strip him of the captaincy? Why did they do it in such a blatant and public manner? Because they were bitter. The Sabres were bitter, and they wanted to stick it to him. And on the way out, that was their way of doing it. So I thought, it was pretty immature by the Sabres. I thought Eichel handled it as maturely as he possibly could. Again, not knowing what he really said behind the scenes. But I think Eichel comes out the winner here, of course. The Sabres too. Because we've talked about the Eichel trade a lot. And I want to do kind of an Eichel trade barometer on our next show. Or one of our next shows, because today I wanted to focus more on the game. Actually, check out our last episode. Tony Cordasco, who I had from Locked On Golden Knights, we talked a lot about the trade returns for the Sabres. It's going well for the Sabres too, right? It's going as well as you could want. Alex Tuch's a point-a-game player almost. Peyton Krebs is showing signs of being a legit top six centerman for the long term. And honestly, the Golden Knights, because they're a little bit further down in the standings than we might have thought, that first-round pick the Sabres got, you might have thought late 20s, maybe even in the 30s for the first round in 2022. That pick could be in the mid-teens. I mean, I'm probably not going to be as high as like 11 or 12, which is the best it could be since it's top 10 protected. But even the first-round pick, I think it would be like 17th if the season ended today. And that's a lot better than I thought they were going to end up with. So I guess the Sabres are coming out of this winner so far because of their trade returns. But Eichel's the big winner because he ends up getting the surgery he wanted. He ends up getting traded to a team that has Stanley Cup aspirations and is built to win the Stanley Cup right now and is a place where he can flourish as a superstar, where he could be marketed as a superstar in the National Hockey League. We'll come back and we'll talk about the lineups and some of the betting lines for Sabres and Golden Knights tonight. Before we do that, I want to remind you that our podcast is brought to you by Built Bar. It's the time of year that I've pretty much given up all my New Year's resolutions, but not this year. I'm sticking to my resolution to eat right thanks to Built Bar. It almost feels like it's not really a resolution because I enjoy eating them so much. Have you tried the puffs that if you have not, you are missing out on one of Built Bar's best tasting bars. They're the first ever protein infused marshmallow. They're fluffy. They're not just a protein bar. They're a treat, and they're 100% covered in real chocolate. Built Bars fit with my keto diet as well that I've been doing for the last couple of months. Most Built Bars only contain 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, and for keto, like me, 4 net carbs is all, and 17 grams of protein. Mint brownie, coconut almond. My favorite is the cookie dough because I got the actual pieces of cookie dough in the bar. Those are the top flavors. Go to built.com, use the promo code LOCKED15, get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. Joe DiBiase back here on the Locked On Sabres podcast. Thanks for making us your first listen. Make your next listen Locked On Now. Nightly recaps of every NHL game with analysis from our local experts. It's free and available wherever you get podcasts. The Sabres and Golden Knights. The Sabres lineup for tonight looks pretty familiar. Tage Thompson centering Alex Tuch and Jeff Skinner. Dylan Cousins has been moved off of the quote-unquote second line. The Sabres really have a top line, they have a fourth line, and they have two middle lines. The one middle line now is going to be Casey Mittelstadt centering Kyle Okposo and Victor Olofsson. Dylan Cousins will be bumped to the line with Peyton Krebs and Vinny Hinostroza. That is a fast line. Hinostroza, Cousins, and Krebs. And then you have Cody Eakin centering John Hayden and Rasmus Asplund. On the blue line, Dahlin is back with Joki Haru. Henry Joki Haru returning to the lineup for this game, and he is back on that top pair. They have not played well together this season as a pairing. After showing some good signs last year of being a potential top pair for the future, it's a lot been that Joki Haru has seemingly stalled in his development this season, but they have not been a good pairing this year. Matias Samuelsson with Jacob Bryson, Robert Hägg with Casey Fitzgerald, and I believe we're looking at Craig Anderson in net, but I'm not definitive on the goalies just yet at time of recording. The Golden Knights, Jack Eichel will be centering Max Pacioretty and Chandler Stephenson on line one. William Karlsson centering Riley Smith and Jonathan Marchessault on line two. Nicholas Waugh centering Mike Amadio and Evgeny Dadonov on line three. And then Jake Lesjen centering Will Carrier and Keegan Kolesar on line four. Ben Hutton, Alex Pietrangelo, the top pair. Shea Theodore, Dylan Coughlin on line pair two. And then Nicholas Hägg and Zach Whitecloud on pair three. I think probably Robin Leonard tonight. He just returned from injury on Tuesday. He gets the day off in between. That guy is going to be motivated for tonight's game because he has spoken out. He's been very public about not, you know, appreciating the way that Sabre fans were so hard on him while he was here. And then he was very, very outspoken about the Sabres' treatment of Eichel during his medical situation with the neck, and referencing times with Buffalo when he was rushed back by trainers. He was not treated properly by the medical staff, and it caused him to have several other injuries. He is someone that is very motivated, I think, to get this win for Eichel because, again, he's going to hear those boos by the fans, and he knows that Eichel was, you know, treated. I mean, he was treated horribly in terms of that medical process once he had the neck injury. That Leonard is going to be very motivated. I bet he's going to be the starting goalie for Vegas tonight. The betting lines for tonight's game, at betonline.net. The Golden Knights, no surprise, are a big favorite at -205 on the money line. The Sabres +165 on the money line. The puck line. The Golden Knights minus a goal and a half, +115. The Sabres plus a goal and a half, -135. So all of this, Vegas, 64% win probability. Now, the puck line. The reason I like the Sabres tonight, plus the goal and a half. Vegas covers the minus goal and a half on the puck line only 43.1% of the time this season, whereas the Sabres cover plus one and a half 55.2% of the time. So I would be on the puck line for the Sabres tonight. The over-under is set at 6, -120 is on the over, +100 on the under. Vegas this season has cashed in on the over 30 times, the under 25 times, and they've pushed 3 times. So the trend would tell you a little bit on the over towards Vegas. The Sabres pretty much right down the middle, 26 games on the over, 27 on the under, 5 our pushes. And if you're looking for player prop bets tonight would be the night that you're going to get a lot of Jack Eichel bets, I would imagine, to score a goal. And the t- total for the number for Eichel is +150. +150 to score a goal. Also +150 to record more than a point and a half. I like the under on that. Under a point and a half at -190. I'm giving up minus money, I know, but 0 or 1 point, that's absolutely where I'm at. I think I'm going to bet that, honestly. Eichel on the under. So that's pretty much it, though. We'll talk plenty about this game after it is all over. I'm going to try to get with Jordan Hanskin, but I'm going to be at the game, so my timeline is going to be backed up a little bit, recording a little bit later than normal. So I'm not sure yet whether Jordan's going to join me, but either way, we'll have a podcast ready for you on your drive to work on Friday morning after the Sabres and Golden Knights are all wrapped up. Thanks, everybody, for listening to today's podcast. Enjoy Eichel night. Enjoy the game if you're going or if you're watching on TV. And I will talk to you tomorrow here on the Locked On Sabres podcast. Thanks for making us your first listen every day. Now go make your second listen, Locked On Fantasy Hockey. Host Steel Roden and Flip Livingstone help you become the expert of your fantasy league. It's free and available wherever you get podcasts. Talk to you tomorrow.